Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The ongoing dry, windy weather is increasing the fire danger in our state. The pattern is expected to continue throughout the month of November, according to the North Carolina Forest Service. November is actually one of the busiest months of the year for wildfires. Currently, our area is considered abnormally dry. No burn bans have been issued, but officials are urging extreme caution with any kind of outdoor burning right now. That includes your ever-popular fire pits. Light rains later in the week could bring us around a quarter of an inch of rain. Two Columbus County residents died in car crashes within a couple of hours of each other Saturday. A head-on collision on Franklin Street near Caldas in Wyville took the life of Jacqueline Strickland. Tanya Norris apparently crossed the center line, according to witnesses. Wyville police are investigating. A single vehicle crash on Old 76 in the Birdcage community killed Roland Packer Jr. when his Jeep collided with a tree at a high rate of speed. The victim in that wreck was a short distance from home. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone opened fire on the home of former Sheriff Lewis Hatcher. Hatcher, his wife, and nephew were inside when the shooting on Pritchard Drive occurred, and no one was injured, thankfully. The home was hit multiple times by gunfire. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage of the incident. Gambling is continuing to be popular in North Carolina, and it's paying off for state government. During October, the State Lottery Commission said that $612 million was spent on online gambling portals in North Carolina. Players took home around $560 million out of what they bet. The state collected $8.7 million in tax revenue from wagers. That strange silver sphere that crossed Columbus County Monday has been identified. The sphere was visible for about an hour from Chadbourne to Riglewood. Turned out to be an everyday high-altitude weather balloon. Some folks who spotted it speculated it was another Chinese spy balloon, like the one that crossed Columbus County and was shot down off Myrtle Beach last year. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is Saturday, starting at noon. There's a trinket contest at 12:30, followed by the Yep class at 2:30, the bench show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. This entire event is free for all youth, and that includes meals and snacks. The grand prize this year for the hunt is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450. The top highest scoring winners in the 7 o'clock hunt will go back out for one more cast, and that determines who wins the grand prize. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. Transformation Church is going to host their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. through the month of November. It's held at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 per shop, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it out on our schedule and let everybody know about it. Saturday, there will be a Hurricane Helene benefit concert in Delco. Graham Farms and Collins Productions will host the concert. There'll be live music, food, and vendors. The concert starts at 1 p.m. at 24 Bertha Drive. Cash and supply donations will be accepted. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.